855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You're listening to Free Talk Live with Mark,
Michelle,
and Ian.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live not only is an interactive radio program, but we've got an interactive website where you can go, you know, link to stories or blog posts or videos or whatever you think's important on the internet today. Put the story in at Free Talk Live. People have voted up, voted down. You can do the same with theirs. It's this sort of interactive group
social
thing.
Bookmarking.
That's what it's called. And as a matter of fact, there's a you can be even more powerful in the social bookmarking realm on Free Talk Live by going to the upcoming stories queue. It's a button right at the top of the page, and
that's really the most important page on the site.
You can go there and vote up stories. They have to get a certain amount of votes just to get out of the corral and the chute. It's like the buck and bronco. I don't know. They've got to get a certain amount of votes to get out of the chute, and you can go there and vote on stories too. And then make sure the ones that are crappy don't get out. So 855-450-3733. Your calls. Let's go to William in Texas. William, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, all kinds of things. Good to talk to y'all.
The stars at night are big and bright.
That'd be cool.
No one's going to play with me. Okay.
Is that a Texas reference?
Deep, yes, in the heart of Texas.
Texas. Gotcha.
Yeah, I knew where she was going. And
I bet you did. Only Ian and like 0.5% of our listening audience didn't.
Right.
So before Michelle interrupted you, what were you going to say?
I didn't want to get sidetracked because I didn't know if you guys talked about Obama's comment about, you know, people who built businesses.
He's responsible for everything great. Yes, we heard about it.
Yeah. Okay, so you already talked about it or whatever?
I don't think we've talked about it. I'd love to hear your opinion.
Yeah.
There sure are a lot of internet memes about it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'd love to hear that. What I should do is I should listen to the context of the quote, because I always kind of feel like these things can get blown out of proportion. But frankly, this is what everybody who works for the government really believes. They believe that they provide the foundation upon which anything that might be good might come along. So, you know, I'm not surprised at it at all.
Yeah, but basically, I was going to call about something else, but this is even better for me, really. But, him saying basically, you know, all you small business owners out there, you don't know, you're not successful because you're smart and hardworking and all that. You're successful because of us, the government. And he even sort of kind of claimed that the government invented the Internet to, you know, I knew he was wrong because
he most certainly claimed that the government created the Internet and that it was for the purpose of other businesses being able to start from that. And so basically, yes, the government is responsible for everything. And the crazy thing about his claim even if it was the government is just not some entity out there that is its own being. The money is collected from the taxpayers and then it's redistributed. So if he's going to claim that other people are responsible for one's successes and everything, and on the other hand, everyone has to be responsible for their own failures, and that the government's responsible for it.
Nobody's responsible for their failures now. When you get too big to fail, you get rich enough, you don't have to be responsible anymore. William?
Actually, you said that well, because they've taken responsibility for that government, that business, that guy's only successful because of the government providing roads and all that. And the thing you point out, it's Michelle 7, right?
That's correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure I didn't call you the wrong thing. Anyway, I'm a fan of you. Anyway, so is there a suggestion there that small businesses are exempt from taxes? Because I know for a fact that that's not true. And that's how that road, whatever road that he put his business in front of or whatever might have existed, but he darn sure paid the tax to maintain it or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right, as if the government is a good steward of anything that it manages. I suppose we're supposed to believe that somehow it's a good steward of roads. And it always comes down to the roads with government anyway. But interestingly, this country was full of roads before the governments came along and then took them over and decided that they were going to be in charge of them. You know, they were for the public good. The public way was for the public good, so the government will take care of it. And, you know, I mean, and people use roads, that's for sure, but the government enacts a monopoly on them. It's not like you can compete with the government when it comes to roads, because the government claims for itself a power called eminent domain. And so if it wasn't for this eminent domain power, well, you know, the roads might go different ways and be constructed differently. Who knows?
But yeah, I mean, the fact that he... I personally felt like it was a severe attack on small business owners because, I mean, it was an attack. And
it's the biggest slip of the campaign. He's got his first big slip. I don't think it's going to matter come November, but, you know, the people like you and me that already hold a grudge, we're going to hold it against him.
Disturbing. I mean, it was disturbing enough that he said that, and he like really, like some people said, oh, he wasn't reading from his teleprompter or whatever. But I said, yeah, but that was an indication of his true emotions. And the thing that really bothered me, you know, that he's kind of dividing his country with, oh, the rich people, they're the enemies. Oh, the small business owners, they're just
absolutely. Yeah, create class warfare, which we don't even have classes in this country.
This is typical campaign rhetoric from people who might consider themselves Democrats. But on the other hand, I think that it needs to be looked at from a different perspective. And maybe the people that are critiquing him on this, I think they're partially right, but maybe partially blowing things out of proportion. Sure, Obama's a Marxist. He's a socialist. I mean, no doubt about that. But then again, George W. Bush is a socialist as well. And, of course, you know, typical campaign rhetoric is from the Democrat side, the rich are bad, screw the rich, elect me, and I'm going to screw the rich and help the poor, right? And, of course, we all know that when Democrats are in control, they don't do anything to actually help the poor. They just, you know, keep enlarging the size of the state. And, of course, the Republicans' campaign rhetoric is small government, freedom, liberty. And, of course, when they get elected, they get bigger government.
Anything but small government.
We get less liberty, less freedom. So this is just campaigning. That's all this is. But I can understand part of what he said I agree with. Like, I understand it. I mean, I didn't build Free Talk Live by myself. Other people helped me. I couldn't have done it by myself. And I'm so grateful for everybody that helped out along the way. Not just you, Mark, but all of our wonderful co-hosts who come in here every single night of the week to help out. Every single one of the radio station program directors and all of their engineers.
But that's all voluntary, and that's a distinction.
I've got the quote here. It doesn't have anything to do with coercion until he mentions the bridges. I mean, should I read this quote?
Go ahead.
It doesn't sound like it's been read yet. Quote, there are a lot of wealthy, successful Americans who agree with me because they want to give something back, he says. They know they didn't. Look, if you've been successful.
Give something back means give it to the government.
He says, if you've been successful, Mark, that's fine. You can read that into it, and I think that you might be right, but let's just look at what he said. If you've been successful, he says, you didn't get there on your own. You didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. Well, there are a lot of smart people out there. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else.
I've never heard anybody say it's because they're so smart. I have heard people say it's because they've worked hard because nobody works harder than small business people. I get up at 8:20 a.m., and I'm at work by, 9, and I don't get off till 10 at night, and sometimes I do work afterwards.
You don't get off until 10 o'clock at night?
If I'm lucky.
Let me finish the quote. There are a lot of smart people. There are a lot of smart people out there, he says. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Well, let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hardworking people out there. If you were successful, he says, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life. Somebody helped create this unbelievable American system that we have allowed you that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made it happen. Now, I disagree with the ending portion of it there. I mean, clearly, I built Free Talk Live, but I wouldn't have been able to do it without the help of others. So I think he went off the rails toward the end. But before that, I kind of understood where he was coming from.
Yeah, but my father-in-law's got a ranch. And he spent a lot of money building it. I mean, a lot. And took risks, big time. And to cheapen that and say that it wasn't hard work or whatever you want to call it, it's crazy.
William, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It's the kind of thing that can be used used against him in the campaign. 855-450-3733. Your thoughts?
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign to the rally.
What would
mean? I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, 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 hey,
who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video file allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. This is you. Wait, come. Now, wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 19th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15,8770. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,2761, $8,1381 for a half ounce, or $406.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,2761, $8,1381, and $406.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL, C-A-I, toll-free call-in line. It's Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Michelle.
Ian.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we've been doing all night long, is taking your calls. Check out freetalklive.com, where you can get all the kinds of different ways to listen to Free Talk Live. The live streams, the you know, even more than 100 great radio stations, satellite options with XM and free-to-air satellites, the webcam, which if you had been watching during the break, you got to see Michelle put on quite a show at cam.freetalklive.com.
I flashed my breasts that were in a bra.
There you go. And, I mean...
That's a bonus.
What were you doing a minute and a half ago? You weren't seeing the show.
I'm sorry. Funny. No one got it in the chat room either. It's awesome.
I walked out of the room, so I totally missed it.
So, you know what? I didn't really. Mark's line.
Listen. Oh. The listen lines where you can call into a telephone number there where, you know, charges do apply if you have long-distance charges, but we don't charge you. So that's listen.freetalklive.com.
I've seen it before.
Let's go to Aaron in Indianapolis.
You've seen me pole dance.
Yes, I have. Aaron can online. YouTube.
Save me. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. What's
on
your mind?
I forgot what I wanted to talk about.
I know what you mean, man.
Let me see. My shadow even sweating. But anyway.
I've never heard that one before.
You can use it later. Just give me my copyright. But, you know, I'm hearing all this there talk about, oh, this particular president, and first of all, I support him when he got in because, let's be real.
Are you dark chocolate?
Do what?
Are you dark chocolate?
Hershey, baby girl, Hershey.
All righty. I'm just checking.
You support him when he got in, why?
So did you vote for him because he was black?
Do what now?
Did you vote for him because he was black?
No, but guess what? I hear a lot of my Caucasian brothers and sisters say black people only voted for Obama because he's black. But guess what? We voted in presidential races before, you know, and yep. We didn't vote for him because they were white.
Yeah, personally, I'm sick of you asking that question, Michelle. You've asked it of the last two black people that called into the show, and I think it's kind of presumptuous, and he was going to explain to you why he voted for... I think that you were going to explain before Michelle interrupted you as to why you had voted for Barack Obama. So please do.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm saying we needed something different. You know, when you've been in a rat hole for the longest, and someone come around and speak the truth. And let me preface this by saying I think most people that run for office, they mean well. It's just that once they get to Washington, that place is so infested and such a cesspool. It either changes you or you get out of it. And if you stick in there, it's going to change you around. But the thing is, I just wanted to clear up a few misconceptions about this president. What he said in that speech last week, he modeled it, but he was trying to repeat what Ms. Warren said up in Massachusetts, who said it a whole lot better than he did. And, you know, and for all these here conservatives out here talk about small government and government waste, in welfare, I would like to see one governor create jobs in their state without giving them taxpayer money to come there. If they really believe in it, they will come there. Now, if you're against government and waste and government spending, don't ever support your state building another football or basketball arena with just
here, here.
Dollar.
Yeah, I'm with you. You as know, far as I'm concerned, the very best thing the government can do.
It all comes back to, you know, I don't believe in the government unless it's working for me. You know, and that's what he meant by everybody except someone. You know, a big corporation, we got these a corporation here. Taxpayers paid for the building, paid to clear the roads out in rural areas. You know, it's just, you hear all these dog whistles, and I know you, and I don't blame you, but as a white person, you guys will never understand or hear the same dog whistle that me as a black man hear. You know, and I hate to separate us. If that's not separating, I mean, I'm a songwriter here in town. I wrote a song called Fear for Sale. You know, and that's what our media does. They have no incentive on telling us the truth because they get money for these big-time ads during the whole campaign.
So tell me something about...
People, if you like Obama, you're going to find a reason to vote for him. If you hate him, anything he does, even if it's in your best interest and for the country's interest, you're going to still find a way to hate him.
Well, how do you? I don't hate the man. I just don't like any politicians.
I get what you're saying,
but what I'm curious about is you came in saying that you voted for Obama because he was saying things that were different, and I'm wondering how do you feel about him now? You know,
does he seem a lot different than George Bush to you now?
Let me put it this way: the gray hair. What him and Bush have in common, they both got the gray hair. Some like John McCain and different, and Nancy Pelosi, people that have been for the longest, they so entrenched in the way they handle business. He comes
I think
in,
you're absolutely right about that. I think you're right about that, but also he didn't try very hard, because had he wanted to do the things he said he was going to do, he could have done them simply without having, he didn't have to ask anybody's permission to withdraw troops from Afghanistan or Iraq. He didn't have to ask anyone's permission to do that, and he didn't. And also,
the transparency is what bothers
me
the most.
I work with the military. You know how our military is, and the thing is, just let me finish this point. It's not just, he could have went to the Pentagon and said, look, we're going to close down Afghanistan. But here come all these generals, and then here come these congressmen. Going to run to the congressmen.
Either he's a commander-in-chief, and he is going to step up and do the things that he says he was going to do for the military, including closing Guantanamo, or he's not.
Yeah.
So the guy's a liar, period.
Of course, he's a politician, and I'm sorry you believed anything differently.
I understand where you come from, because that's a little strong to call him a liar.
They're all liars,
he
man.
He said they're politicians.
Yeah.
But I think it's our fault.
Same thing.
The American people fought because we're mentally and intellectually lazy.
You know, I agree with you, though. I think you're right about that. It is the American people's fault, ultimately, for allowing this to go on.
Romney gets in there, if Romney gets in there,
it's going to be as bad.
The people that hate Obama now, when he gets in there, you're going to be back in the two more wars, because look at his advisors. The same hawk that got us in Iraq and Iran. And then people want
Obama's as much of a hawk, if not more, than George W. Bush. I mean, they're all hawks. They're all warmongers. They're all killers. All of them. I mean, really, he just continued the George Bush policies. He's basically George Bush the Third. I'm surprised you're not more disappointed.
It's easier to get in than to get out. And I understand. Well,
that's an excuse. You're carrying water for him, really. I mean, you're making excuses for him.
You're falling into that category where they're all the same. I don't carry water for no one. I'm 47 years old. My parents are gone. And with them gone.
What about not shutting down Guantanamo Bay? He could have done that too, but he didn't do that.
What about the government transparency? He was going in, talking about government transparency, talking about putting the bills on the internet for three. Wait a second. Wait, Aaron. Just wait. Wait, let me finish what I'm saying. He was saying that the bills were going to be online for 3 days ahead of time. He's run the least transparent, less transparent than the Bush administration.
You can't say that. That's the hater agent coming out of your head.
It's not a hater. No. I mean, believe me, I'm not voting for Mitt Romney. I can assure you.
Right.
And this guy didn't vote for him because he's black. Yeah, right.
Oh, that's terrible, Michelle. Why did you say something like that?
Because it's a bunch of baloney.
That's nonsense.
Aaron, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. I guess we're going to hash it out after the break.
I think that's racist, Michelle.
855-450-FREE.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
Michelle.
And Ian.
Ian, tell us about gold and silver.
It's a great idea. I mean, obviously, I love bitcoins, but I also love shiny gold and silver because
I'm not selling my gold and silver to get bitcoins.
Me neither. You know, I want to have a little bit of diversity. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. And
virtual or otherwise.
Yeah, and so silver is something that has historically been money for a long time. And it's something that, for me, I use it to store value because I know that the government guys are going to print out a bunch of money, whether it's George Bush or Barack Obama or whoever it is that comes next, they're all going to have the same monetary policy, which is print, print, print. And when they print money out, that makes the money that you have in your savings account and in your wallet worth less than it was previously worth, unless you put that money into something that can hold its value over time. And that's what gold and silver can do. That's what they have done historically, and that's why I recommend it. You can go to silver.freetalklive.com, get your hands on and actually, you know, really have it. Don't just, it's not going to be in a vault somewhere with your name on it, supposedly. It's sent to you. It's our friends over at Midas Resources that have been behind this show for a long time. They've selected some excellent pieces there for you, including Lakota Nation silver rounds.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, the Montana Silver Reserves.
I don't think
Liberty
that
has.
One's up there right now.
Maybe you should update your copy.
Well, I'm just telling you. It's,
wow.
I don't think it's there.
Snap.
Thanks for the update, Mark.
Okay.
So anyway, you can go to silver.freetalklive.com. They do change the items there occasionally.
Yep.
And so you want.
And you can call the telephone number there at silver.freetalklive.com.
The number is 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. Or go to silver.freetalklive.com.
If you're dying for some Montana silver reserves, you can call that number, and I'll bet they can find some for you.
Very good. To me, I get the cheaper silver. You know, whenever I'm there, the Lakotas are real pretty, but I don't care.
They're
sitting in a vault, you know, or underground, or wherever it is they are.
I like to support the Lakota Nation, but anyway, you and Michelle are gonna hash out.
Yeah,
this,
I want to get to the calls.
Some people,
because I know people are waiting, but I really, I mentioned in the last segment that it frustrates me when you ask that question.
I've asked it twice in 2 years.
Right? No, actually, it's twice within the last couple months.
But it's also twice in 2 years.
Okay, so the last two times we've had somebody that sounds black on the line.
Not just black, but also from the woman was from a particular area, and her initial question, she had called in about another show, mm-hmm. so she was a little bit confused. So she didn't realize who she was calling, et cetera. Okay. And we did determine afterwards.
Don't you ask the question I'm calling you out on is, yeah. Did you vote for Barack Obama because he's black? Why not just ask the question, why did you vote for Barack Obama? And then let them explain themselves. To think that people are so narrow-minded that they're going to...
You don't think anybody voted for Barack Obama because he was black?
I'm not saying that's the case. Obviously, some people vote for Bill Clinton because he's handsome. You know, they're people.
My mother did. It's ghastly.
People vote for I understand there are people out there that do these things, but I'm not going to presume that somebody who's calling in on talk radio is one of those people. I'm going to presume they're more intelligent than that.
I didn't get the impression that Aaron was those were the reasons that Aaron believed that he voted for Barack.
I didn't either, and I wouldn't have asked him that. I would have asked a more open-ended question of why did you?
I don't think it sounds good to ask it that way.
It sounds bad.
But I'll bet you some people did, whether they're black, white, or in whatever.
I was living in Nashville, Tennessee at the time in a black community. Lots of people voted for him because he was black.
Could be.
Regarding this, I think it's interesting because he said no, not with hostility, but with a little bit of defense there.
Yeah,
he said no. Okay, great. So you didn't find me wrong.
It's a straight question to ask.
And then he proceeded to say that he's continuing to support him, despite the fact that Obama's had the same exact foreign policy as George Bush, and he has continued all of the bailouts and the same economic policy. So what's the difference between the two of them?
Right, I thought that was a much more interesting discussion.
He said that the only thing they have in common is they have gray hair. No.
No, there's a lot in common between those two, and I'm hoping that we could have shown him those things, and I thought that was a much more useful and productive discussion.
Let's talk to Gardner calling in from New Hampshire.
Gardner Goldsmith?
Maybe. Gardner, you're on Free Talk Live. Gardner going once. Gardner going twice.
Somebody teach that man how to use a phone. Maybe
hold
he's got a bad
the line there. Let's take Hal. Hal, you're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me?
Maybe something is wrong with the network studios.
Yeah. It could be the case.
Board operator is trapped outside. You know, sometimes
maybe people just want us to fight more.
When you're a board operator, you go out back to smoke a cigarette or a joint or something like that. You know, the door will accidentally lock behind you, and then oops, you got to call the general manager to let you in the radio station.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
you're putting all these guys on hold, though, right?
That's what I'm doing. One thing that Aaron said that did seem a little presumptuous to me is he called us white.
Yes, he did.
And
but he's not.
He might
racist.
Be watching the webcam for all we know. I mean,
but he doesn't get to decide what color I am.
He didn't call me. He didn't call me apricot with flecks of strawberry, which is how I refer to myself.
And you know, these are and I'll admit the people that look Caucasian, and I'll admit to looking that way, have advantages. But I'm just passing. The fact is I'm not white. I've just decided that that's not the truth for me. That for me, you get to decide what one's race is, and you know, I'm just not.
There is one race. Thank you.
I like that a lot.
Now, I'm not going to say that there aren't difficulties in being black in America, and I do think that other people make decisions on what one's color is and that kind of thing. But I also think that to some extent you choose it for yourself. Your race. My best friend Julian is half black. I've met his dad. I've met his mom.
Which half?
His dad is black.
Top half, bottom half. Inside, outside.
Mixed. At least half and half. He may be even less.
He's like a zebra. Oh my gosh, that'd be so cool if you were striped.
But his dad was the publisher of I think it was Ebony or one of those sort of big name black magazines or the editor or something like that. He was some big big name in there. I'd have to call him and ask him these questions specifically. And he talks in a way that you can't, there's no accent. He's, he doesn't have an accent. He moves sort of through the white world. I'm using quotation marks here. His wife is a white lawyer from Sarasota, Florida. And he has chosen for himself what peer group he wants to be in. And, you know, I think that I think there are people out there that would say that, oh, well, you know, Julian's not really black. And what they're trying to say is he doesn't travel in certain peer groups. And, you know, I mean, can you see what I'm saying?
Is that to say he doesn't have friends who are black?
It's, well, he doesn't have any more friends that are black than I do.
I see.
You know, I mean, it,
why do
yeah.
you say black? That's so
weird. I like it
because
it's nice. It's nice. It's a nice short term.
We have this conversation.
I could say an American of African descent, but
that's
so
presumptuous.
Yeah, well, that's presumptuous. What if they're from India or what if they're from the Caribbean or something?
Yeah, exactly. So we actually had this conversation years ago on Free Talk Live when some black people had called in or a black person had called in and said, what do you prefer? And they said black. So
okay, so my children are half African.
Mm-hmm. But
what color are they?
Northeast African.
But they're they're like super Saharan African as opposed to sub-Saharan African, right?
Yeah, Africa's
they're
a big place.
They're super as opposed to sub. That's nice.
Well, isn't that the terminology? Sub means below. Super means above.
Sex joke.
No, it's just these.
You have been looking at way too much porn tonight, Michelle.
I know. I'm not super as opposed to sub. It was actually like a class. It was like a reference to class. It wasn't even a reference to sex.
You have a TSA story for me, Michelle.
Speaking of sex, Jonah Falcon, man with world's largest recorded penis, frisked by TSA at California Airport. Yes, indeed. He was sniffed out and he was felt up and felt down, and the poor TSA agent said, do you have a growth?
So how long is it?
Flaccid, I believe 13 inches.
Flaccid, 13 inches?
I think so. Let's see here. inches flaccid, 13.5 erect.
Oh, my goodness. That is almost three times the average.
I don't have any thoughts on
how
what
do you wear shorts?
You know, he's going to start wearing bicycle pants when he goes to the airport now, from now on.
For real?
Yeah, and there's a picture of him with it on. It's like almost done with me. Crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's never done porn.
Not yet. Oh my God. 855-450-3733.
That's what she said.
I want to know what you think about this, Michelle.
Too big.
So does everybody. 855-450-FREE.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855. Why am I giving out that telephone number with just the one?
Don't call.
It's the final segment of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Michelle,
and Ian.
And
sitting over there sounds so sweet, even though you're like...
What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, you're like... when you have to deal with situations in your car where, you know, maybe the story that a police officer or person with whom you've been in an accident doesn't match reality, it'd be really nice to have insurance in that realm. The ultimate insurance is the GPS black box dash cam. It's a video camera that you control the memory on. The memory's right there in a little SD card in the side of it, and it's in your vehicle. And it's got a built-in microphone, a GPS navigation. It's got cameras pointing out the back and the front, and it records your driving route and speed. For traffic stops or all other driving incidents, you can protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. I've got one of these in my car, and it makes me feel a lot better. Freedomcam.net. Let's go to Gardner, calling from New Hampshire. Gardner, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Am I with you this time?
Yep, got you this time.
Hey, fantastic. Awesome. Listen, just want to say I've been enjoying the show, and you guys are, of course, amazing. It's almost
blah,
like
blah,
I know
blah.
You.
Tell us what you want to talk about.
Hey, listen.
Hi,
also,
Gardner.
I just want to mention, hi, Michelle. It's great to hear you here. And if you want to know, I'm white chocolate. And we're
oh,
sweet.
Oh, okay. Yummy. Yummy.
There
melt
you
in
go.
Your mouth, not your hand.
Yeah, you know, whatever. But
I'm going to die of embarrassment.
I wanted to bring up something. In the conversation that you had with that particular gentleman just a last segment, I found it interesting because, you know, you brought up some very important questions regarding policies that that have been continuing with Barack Obama, the war policies, the inflationary policies, the bailouts, the corporatism, all these things. And he said, and Michelle, you brought up, you know, he's lied. And what was fascinating was at one point he said, well, you know, he's doing these things because he can't get anything done because he's surrounded by all these entrenched people. And then you say, well, you know, he's lied. And then the man says, well, he's a politician. So evidently he is perfectly, it's acceptable that he lies, and it's acceptable that he hasn't changed anything because it's excusable, he says, because there are people around him. But his lies reflect the fact that he hasn't even bothered to try to change certain things. And he has continued these things. So it's very clear that if anyone is listening and they hear a supporter of Barack Obama say, well, he can't get things done, And then you say he hasn't tried, and then they say, "Well, he's a politician. What do you expect?"
So, Gardner, with that circular reasoning and
circular excuses, it's all rationales.
Are you going to support the idea that I think that many people who voted for Barack Obama, particularly of a particular socioeconomic class, that they did so because he is 16% black?
I don't know. I just wanted to pose a question to you, and I know you're coming to the end of the show, so maybe it's something that, you know, you can think about, whatever.
Don't you think there's some white people that voted for Barack Obama because he's black?
Because he's black, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I mean, definitely. And I think it's, hey, whatever somebody's reason to vote for somebody, if they're going to be expanding government, please don't do it. I don't care whether it's because you're a white person and you feel it's nice to have somebody of a different race in there, or you want to have somebody for religious reasons and you want to pick a Mormon or whatever it is. I don't care. Please don't expand government. And unfortunately, they do. But I wanted to pose a question to you, and I'll just leave this hanging. I mentioned to some friends over on Facebook, I said, you know, if I were to post a picture on Facebook or online or whatever of a little kid being robbed by a bunch of thuggish adults, and it was just a picture, like a security camera picture, I would probably get almost universal approbation. And people would say, oh, my God, that's terrible. That's so bad. If I were to say, to identify those thugs as politicians with a supposed government mandate for what they were doing, I think I would get about half as many responses saying that that was bad. Other people, I think, would say that it was just sort of a polemic that I was putting it out there. And I wondered what you would think as
polemic,
why
is such a nice
people
word.
Make that distinction.
Well, because people have lived in a world, there hasn't been a world for the last, 6,000-7,000 years where people were really, truly free of government agencies. And by governments, I mean people who, the most successful liars and killers in the land, who were able to rise above the other liars and killers and call themselves kings, essentially, you know, I mean, that's what our system has evolved from, is a, you know, system where, you know, the most successful liars and thieves were in charge, and now we just have a system for selecting the most successful liar and thief by, you know, doing it through, you know, the sort of voting system.
So, and I was wondering, Mark, you know, I posted something afterwards, a little addendum, where I said, what if those political thugs who were stealing from the kid, I said that they were doing it for the kid's future? You know, I wonder, you know, it seems to me that if the action is the same, the label shouldn't matter, you know.
Or they could tell the little kid, "You elected us to do this."
Yeah, and the kid, and I said, "What if the kid? You know, we know he isn't even of voting age." So I love that whole social contract thing where they tell you, "Oh, you live here, so you accept the social contract." It's like, okay, well, when the government spends in debt,
where's the exit clause?
What's that?
What's the exit clause?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And it's not even, I won't even argue their ridiculousness that if I live here, I accept it. How about the people who haven't even been born yet and are now going to be paying for something once they're born and start growing for things
not
they
if
never
you
even
don't
had
get them a social security number, they won't.
No, yeah, good point. That's
it's hard to operate
point.
Without one. I mean, I'm sure as some folks that you know are aware, it's very difficult to operate without a social security number.
Well, listen, I just figured I'd throw that out there. It's
Gardner,
been on my
thanks.
Mind. And
I want to let listeners know Gardner is his own radio host. He hosts a show called Liberty Conspiracy and libertyconspiracy.com, so we can go hear more of him.
Gardner, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733.
Brilliant, man.
Oh, well, yeah. let's go to Red in Georgia. Red, you're on Free Talk Live. Squeeze you here at the end.
Hello?
Red. Hey, quick, Red.
Okay, this is Rob. Ready?
Rob, what's your name?
Yeah. I just said Red. I just want to know if Rob, this is Rob Redding State. You know, this is the call.
This is not the Rob Redding show. This is Free Talk Live. Did you have something you want to talk about?
Oh, no. I just want to talk to him, you know, address something he was talking about.
What was he talking about?
He was talking about the president.
What about him?
Saying that he, you know, he's not doing enough for the black people.
But what should
the, yes, I love you.
What do you think that the president should be doing for the black people?
I think that the president is doing a wonderful job. What more can he do for us? I mean, what do you expect?
It seems to be that the president should be the president for everybody, not for just one particular race.
I don't need a president
at
all.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't be the president just for black people.
Well, how about we not have a president anymore? Because I'm not interested in having anybody tell me what to do. I don't care what the color of their skin is. I don't care how old they are. I don't care what their gender is. I don't care where they were born. They don't own me, and I'm not going to allow them to tell me how to live my life and tell me what I can do and what I can't do. And I don't care how many people voted for them, and I don't care how many people want them to control their lives. I want nothing to do with any of them. How does that make you feel?
In a society like that, how can we do that?
Well, it's first of all, whether or not I have somebody telling me how to live does not determine whether or not I can live in society. I can get along with other human beings just fine. I'm a voluntary interactor. I consent with others to live my life how I want to, and I let them live their lives how they want to. So that's how we can get along. We can just all allow each other to be free. We don't have to tell anybody how to do it. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, though.
Thanks.
Hey, you know what? Sex House. I just want to say, I mentioned it earlier, I love Sex House. It is great.
So now that, are you going to go ahead and say, Michelle, I stand corrected, and I understand now why you asked that.
I got nothing to say on that. I still think it was wrong what you did to Aaron earlier. It was not appropriate. But Sex House is great. It's The Onion. They have a YouTube channel, and this is their newest foray into comedy. As you know, The Onion is a kind of a satire on news, and it historically has been a satire on news. But they're now reaching out into just satiring everything. And they have now created a reality TV show satire, which just spoofs on all the ridiculous reality television shows that there are out there and have been over the last decade. Most of them I've never seen, but it is brilliant, brilliant television. Highly recommend Sex House.
There you go.
Search for it on YouTube.
You can check out.
Nice closing. I recommend Sex House.
If you need a little extra Free Talk Live in the meantime, you can go to freetalklive.com. Post stories there. Whatever you want to do, you can vote up people's stories, vote them down. It's been Mark with you.
Michelle.
And Ian.
85. I've been freetalklive.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.